International human rights organizations continue to raise concerns about the conditions at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center and the treatment of its prisoners. Following the September 11th attacks, hundreds of suspected terrorists or sympathizers were sent to the U.S. military facility in Cuba. Most of them were captured in Afghanistan during the military campaign there in the fall of 2001. U.S. officials have released some of the detainees. Carlotta Gall, a reporter for the New York Times, is in Kabul, Afghanistan. You've spoken to some of those released. What have they told you about their detention?
The ones I interviewed since they've been released were talking of real depression from being confined in such a small cell for so many months with very few breaks to leave their cell. And they talked of also being quartered with people who didn't speak their own language. For example, Pakistanis and Afghans were with Arabs, and so they couldn't speak to their neighbors. So they became just completely depressed after months and months. And two of them, ones I talked to, said they did try and commit suicide just from sheer depression. And I think despair, they said, at not knowing what would happen to them, when they would get out, whether they would be tried, whether they would be executed. They had no idea. And I think that caused enormous stress. And they described it as, some people were saying this was a prison for 150 years that we'd never get out. So real, quite shocking stories.
Did any of them say they were physically harmed?
No, all of the ones I talked to, and I interviewed four or five at length, and I met at least 20-odd of the 30 who've been released back into Afghanistan, and none of the ones I talked to said they were hurt. None were beaten or physically abused, and many got medical treatment at Guantanamo. A lot of them said they had very harsh treatment in Afghanistan, both in the Afghan and the American-run prisons. But at Guantanamo seems to have been more civil, and one described a lot of the Arabs throwing food or tea at the American guards, and he said the American guards were very good and didn't flinch, didn't react. So I think it was really the monotony of the life and the uncertainty, and being in a cell that was very, very small, I mean, 2 meters by 2.5 meters, or 8 feet by 5 feet, sleeping on the ground just on a blanket, eating on the ground, going to the toilet in the same cell, which is very shocking for Afghans, not being able to do their proper ablutions and prayers, at least in the first week. So I think those narrow confined conditions were really what meant left a lot of them very depressed.
What has the U.S. military said about these allegations?
The U.S. military do acknowledge that the regime is, as we were told, that prisoners are only allowed 2 breaks a week out of their cells for a 10-minute shower, no, for a 10-minute exercise around another cage and for a short shower. But they do not accept that the conditions are the cause of the suicides. But they also do admit that many prisoners are on medication for depression and they're on sedatives. They mentioned even to our reporter in Washington the name of one, Zoloft, which is a sedative that they give to some of the prisoners. So they accept some of it, but they don't accept that the suicides are directly related to the conditions.
Carlotta Gall is a reporter for the New York Times in Kabul, Afghanistan.